This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks, and we're joined now by Cincinnati Observatory astronomer Dean Rigas. Dean, thanks for being back on with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're excited to have you back with the Looking Up podcast. It's been basically shut down since the pandemic began, and I know that you'll be back on August 26th. You've got an interview with the longtime writer and producer of the Cosmos series and author Anne Droyan. She's also the widow of Carl Sagan. Tell us a little bit about what to expect on upcoming Looking Up.
We're excited to be back, that's for sure, after a few months off on hiatus. And we got some really good episodes coming up. We're going to be talking about all the space news that's been going on the last 3 months with all the full moons, the comets, the planets that are up in the sky, space travel, all sorts of stuff. And then, like you said, we're going to be talking to Anne Droyan. She wrote a new book called Cosmos and has been a big contributor to the Cosmos series. And it was just so delightful talking with her. We interviewed her way back when in February, and it was just, she had these great insights into the universe. And that's what's so great about this podcast is we combine these timely things about what's going on in space and space travel, and then talk to these experts about it too, which is just a great plus.
Dean, I know that we're all socially distancing still because of this COVID-19 pandemic, and I guess the Cosmos themselves have always been quite adept at being socially distant from us, and often we'll go to the observatory here in Cincinnati to see what we can't see with our naked eye. And what's the status of the observatory currently?
Well, talk about the farthest things and social distancing. I mean, that's what's so great about stargazing, and that's been, you know, a big joy for me during this time, very, very difficult times. But I find a lot of solace looking up at the stars and the planets, and I hope people do as well. The observatory is open now in limited capacities. Our main thing is to keep group sizes down very small. So it's usually around 10 to 14 people that we have at one time at the observatory. And you can come by appointment on Tuesdays and Thursday afternoons. You make an appointment online. And we also have some nighttime programs on Fridays. Those are also done reservations online in advance. But we're looking at September and trying to figure out if we can open up a little bit more and get more people, because there's definitely a big demand for people to get outside and look at the stars. And we're just so happy to be helpful and help people guide them around.
Are you seeing people return?
Yes, we are. We're sold out for a lot of things. It's a lot of our on-site programs, especially the evenings, get sold out pretty much, you know, 3 or 4 weeks in advance. But more importantly and more impressively, we're getting a lot of online requests. I have a series of classes that I teach online, and it's easy to sign up for, and they're fun. They're about an hour long, and so we have doing a class on meteor showers tonight, and another one tomorrow night, and then we have a class about stars, a class about Saturn, and a whole series of things. So there's a lot of good ways that people can get involved.
And we're talking with Dean Rigas, astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory, and host of Looking Up, the podcast here at WVXU. And Dean, in spite of it all, everything that we're dealing with here on planet Earth, the world does continue to spin. The universe is ongoing. We have something to see soon up in the sky?
We have lots to see soon. The tricky part for us in the Cincinnati area is, are the clouds going to cooperate? But what we've got planned, it's going to go on one way or the other, is the Perseid meteor shower. This is our one of the best meteor showers of the year. Always happens around August 11th and 12th. And so it's one of those where you can go outside and see some shooting stars up in the sky. And the peak is Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. So best time to look is 11:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. Nice and early, isn't that? I wish we could do it a little earlier. But anyway, that's still fine. But you can also see some meteors, some stray Perseids tonight if you try. And Wednesday and Thursday night, you might see a few. So that's a nice one. It's a good excuse to get outside with friends and family and do some stargazing. And then we've got planets to see. Boy, do we have planets. We have Jupiter and Saturn in the southeastern sky, which are blazing away, and you can see them with the naked eye. Those are really cool to check out. And all the summer stars are popping out there, and so much to see.
So we can see Jupiter and Saturn right now if we walk outside in the dark.
In the dark, yeah. So right after dark, face southeast, you'll see Jupiter, the brightest thing out there. It looks like a suspiciously bright star or UFO. And then Saturn is the one about half as bright to the left of it. So people have been noticing that. Early risers have been noticing Mars in the southern sky, which was next to the moon recently. And then Venus is up in the morning sky right before sunrise too. So it's, if you're an early riser, there's some for you. And for night owls like me, you can see a lot at night too.
A whole galaxy to check out. And Dean, another thing to check out is you're the author of the book, 100 Things to See in the Night Sky. You've got a new updated version, 100 Things to See in the Night Sky, expanded edition. What did you add?
Well, the big thing is we added more star charts and more things to more graphic pictures to see, pictures of planets, pictures of the stars, diagrams, all sorts of cool stuff to help you find your way around the night sky. And it's really a pretty cool design on this, because we start with things you can find with the naked eye very easily. And then there's moderately hard things, and then there's difficult things to look for. And for each of the 100 things, I describe a little bit about it and its history and some mythology on constellations. And it's a good read for all ages.
Dean Regas is an astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory, host of Looking Up, the podcast here at WVXU, author of 100 Things to See in the Night Sky, expanded edition. Looking Up returns on August 26th. And don't forget to check out the Perseid meteor shower this week. Dean, thanks for all those tips and taking a little time with us today.
Hey, my pleasure, and keep looking up.
We will. And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our technical director is Josh Elstrow. The composer of this theme music is Rob Fetters. And you can find archives of all of our episodes online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.